broadcasting from a super secret location at Wasted Time Radio Studios. It is the Ask the Fellas Show.
Do we have any Mexican Americans with us today? Like Buenos Dias.
Oye, big boy, habla español.
Are there any guys out there who are just normal, huh?
Welcome back to another episode of Ask the Fellas, where anybody can be one of the fellas.
Even the lady fellas?
Especially the lady fellas. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Barlos, right. Barlos, why do you hate us?
Well, I don't hate you guys. Not a lot.
Do you hate the fans, too? Is that what it is?
You know what I do?
Why?
You know why? Because they never hit me up.
Oh, are you feeling lonely?
They never ask, hey, Barlos, how you doing? Why aren't you on the show?
As soon as he changed to 69, when he dropped that, everybody stopped contacting Barlos because, you know, he's not going to 69 them anymore.
That was the only reason for them to come to me.
I think that was the best thing about his fucking name. It was 69 you.
Yeah. Does that.
Like, you ain't got a 69 me, but I'll 69 you. I know. They were upset that I retired it. I'm getting to a certain age where, you know, I don't need to do that anymore. You know,
yeah, we noticed that as soon as you changed it, that was it. You're done with the show.
Yeah, like, that was it.
Mentally, you're not here anymore.
No, I'm not. You know, I don't even know where I'm at right now.
You know what's sad?
What?
It's sad that since there's only three of us, we can't put him in the fucking closet. Because I would have put him in the closet for that shit.
Yeah, because then we should all go in the closet.
I know, might as well.
And just continue the show.
I know, just so we can talk about it in there.
Yeah, we've done it before, right?
I've redecorated, by the way.
You have?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I put up some new condoms.
No shit.
Yeah.
Is it like color scheme, like a pattern or
something? Yeah, there's like a big black one at the end, too.
Okay. Oh, shit.
I'm like, you know what? Even though I'm medium dick, I can still try this.
Wow. All right.
I mean, it worked.
It worked.
Yeah, but it was kind of like.
Oh. Because
there's so much room, you know?
I hear that it gets stuck in the girl.
Like, well, yeah, you got to kind of pull it out. Pull it with your hand. You got to hold. You know, as you're pulling out, you got to hold it with your hand. Or else, you know, it's going to stay in there.
Have you guys ever lost a condom inside of a girl?
Nah.
No. Nah. I heard a friend of mine did.
That happened to me.
That happened to you?
Wait, was I that friend?
You might have been.
No, but the thing is, because, you know what I mean? I was done. I remember I was done, yeah. And then I was just kind of marinating. Like, I just was chilling in there.
Marinating, yeah.
Yeah, like, I was just chilling in there. And then, you know, your fucking dick starts getting soft. And then when I pulled out, I was like, uh-oh. Yeah. But it was easy to fish out, but yeah.
Oh, it was all the way up in there?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Fucking notorious.
Yeah, no, I don't know what the fuck happened, bro. And I was just like, yeah, no, I fished it out and whatever. She may be pregnant. I don't know.
Maybe?
I don't know. This was 25 years ago.
You better check around. They have a 24-year-old around here.
Big old, tall, fucking slow-ass kid.
Dude, that's the real reason why I'm afraid to do one of those 23andMe's or whatever. Because imagine, and all of a sudden, it's like, oh, there he is.
Fuck, and there's no denying.
Right?
Big old dick nigga. Dick Junior right there.
He's like, look at me, Dad. Where have you been, man? What the fuck?
Shit.
Yeah,
dude.
No, but that, I'm pretty sure that I don't have any kids out there, but. But yeah, that was like part of like why I was hesitant to try it out.
Shit, man.
Because them kids start coming out the fucking woodworks, like fucking also with his dad. Like, that's how his dad got caught.
Right.
Fuck, well, his dad must have been pissed. Like, motherfucker, yeah, why are you looking at me? Why are you looking for me? The fuck? Like, obviously, I didn't want you. The fuck? How come he don't want me, man?
Fucking Will Smith.
Fucking Will Smith, motherfucker. Stop looking for your dad. He don't want your ass.
Yeah.
The hell?
Yeah, but that shit, it's ballsy, right? To, like, fucking find somebody. Like, in his case, he found his dad. And then he had to, like, fucking be like, shit, well, I'm going to go meet this dude. And what if the guy's like, bro, like, I don't want anything to do with you.
Dude, he's like, how old are you? 30? And when did I leave you? When you were 4? Like, come on, buddy. Put 2 and 2 together.
Right. Yeah. But see, but also situations like that are crazy because he was married. The dad was married, you know, and he had his family.
Yeah.
Like, what if his wife didn't know, you know?
I know,
he
right?
He had another, like, child. And then all of a sudden, what if she starts looking at the receipts? And it's like, wait, we were together at that time.
Oh.
and you cheated on me.
Well, you know, there's no sympathy for someone that does that shit. You know what I mean?
That's true.
You fucking, you did this to two families. You know, you kind of destroyed one family, and now you're basically karma's fucking getting your ass back. It's time.
Yeah.
There is a big controversy with Bill Burr and Billy Corgan. They got onto the same podcast with Howie Mandel, and they introduced him as his brother.
You know who I thought you were talking about? William Burr. Well, the famous duo of 1585.
I forgot about that commercial.
The Got Milk commercial.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. What do you mean, the fucking peanut butter?
Yeah.
Shit? All right, so Bill Burr and fucking
Corgan. Have you ever seen a picture side by side of Billy Corgan and William Burr? Not William Burr. No, Bill Burr.
Yeah, they kind of have similar look.
They have the exact same look, and they're only a year apart.
Oh shit!
Oh.
So they're saying, well, in the podcast, they were saying that like Bill, one is Billy, and to tell them apart, he called the other one Bill. it's like, come on, man! How lazy can you be?
Wait, but are they from the same like area? I mean, are they like vicinity wise?
Well, the dad was supposedly like a traveling salesman. He traveled a lot, so they say that he had a separate family.
That's hilarious.
It's fucking hilarious. That's
they were saying that fucking Matthew McConaughey. All right.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
Fucking White Man Can't Jump.
Woody Harrelson.
Woody Harrelson are fucking brothers, too.
You know what? They kind of have a little thing.
Right?
No way.
Yeah, they have that fucking what do you call that
Broke
shit?
Back Mountain? No.
No. Fucking brotherly love. What do you call that shit?
Resemblance? No.
Bro love? No. What the fuck is that saying?
The drawl? No.
God.
I don't know
what you're trying to say. God.
Bro, like bro fucking.
Features?
Bro fucking, like, you know, like. Love, bro.
Bromance.
Oh, yeah, bromance. There you go.
I was like, what the fuck? Yeah.
Love, bro. Like, love, bro.
I was about to say docking. I didn't know what you were trying to say.
You want me to talk to you about docking?
No, I don't want
to. I know what docking is. I've never done it. I know what it is. Go back to episode 110. Shit. Yeah, you know about docking.
Man, I've always thought my dad was like fucking a busy. No, well, he maybe. No, but I've always thought he's like been like a busy person, mm-hmm. like fucking hooking up with women, right? Because mm-hmm. everywhere I go, man, I always like have people like they're like, hey, you look familiar.
No,
I'm like, man, I probably got a whole bunch of brothers around, man, because I get it a lot.
Wow,
a lot, and they're like, you look familiar, and they're like, did you go to da da da? And I'm like, nope, nothing.
Was your dad a good-looking man when he was young?
He was all right. He had a little swag.
Really?
Yeah.
He was good. He was good with the ladies, with like the verbal.
Yeah, not really, but he used to go to the bars and spend money on them.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
Yeah, that kind. Yeah. Yeah, green. No, but the thing is, like, this fool was always like you know, he was busy. You know what I mean? And so that's why I'm like. But I've asked him before. I was like, do you have other kids? And he's like. He's like, not that I know of.
Really?
Yeah. He's like, you're my only one.
And you were an accident.
Yeah, I was. He said, my mom caught him. Got that fool.
Got his ass. Got you, motherfucker.
Got you, motherfucker.
Shit.
Yeah, but no, that's the crazy part, man. But I don't know. Eventually, one day, I think I do want to do the 23andMe.
For what?
I don't know. I'm just curious, I guess.
What do you want to know? Whether you're fucking bi or what?
By what?
Bisexual, motherfucker.
Wait, it tells you that?
No, yeah.
It
can't tell you that.
Is it finally answers?
Finally, I've been wondering why I felt so weird all my life. Always talking about dicks and shit.
The perfect podcast.
Fucking Victoria's, man.
This is the Ask the Fellas Show on demand and around the world.
Hey, Bartles, where the fuck you been at, bro?
What do you mean? I'm always here.
The listeners want to know. They've been asking, where is he? I'm like, we can't answer because we don't know. You don't tell us.
I mean, you guys don't fucking need to know what my life is about.
Well.
It's my life.
I know it's your life. I know it's your life. But we're curious, man. You never really are very revealing when we ask you why you can't come to the show.
Oh, okay. I bet you meant other things. I can reveal other things. Nah, you know what, man? This past year, I think that's when I kind of started like backing off from the show, right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe probably towards the end of the year.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think it has to do with my daughter and then just work. And now, Barlow's is a student again.
Oh no way!
Yeah, man.
What kind of student?
A student of life.
No. Student of life.
A student of Fellows University.
Yes. I'm back in fucking school. I'm going for my master's degree, bro.
Oh wow! Hey, man, clap it up for that. Fuck yeah!
It's that first class sucking your own dick 101.
No. Not that Fellows University. That's the wrong. Subject.
Yeah, wrong one. Wrong subject. Yeah.
Nah, that's cool, man.
Yeah, man. So I fucking went back and shit. I'm getting my MPA, so Master's in Public Administration.
I was going to really make up something on that one.
No. Because, you know me, I'm in politics and shit. So I'm like, you know what? I want to learn about fucking politics. I want to learn what the fuck, how this fucking government is run and where, you know, how policies are fucking come about, mm-hmm. how fucking budgeting fucking occurs and all that shit. And then reading about the fucking the checking of fucking powers. You know, you have the three branches of the government and shit. But I'm reading all this shit and I'm like, bullshit.
No,
bullshit.
No.
Bullshit. No, this administration checking the fucking president's power.
Oh, that's
really, come on.
That's completely different. Shit, no,
I mean. A lot of, you know, the book that I'm reading, the textbook, it was written, you know, back in the days, right?
Right.
So a lot of the articles are, you know, they're from like 1950s, 1940s.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Those are the articles, the journal right. articles. And they talk about how, you know, you got to check the president. You got to check the House of Representatives and all this shit. And like, yeah, as long as you do that, you know, you should have a smooth sailing. You know, everything should be fine. Like, oh, well.
But your main concern really is with California law, right? With like policies in the local government, regional government, things like that.
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, I live in a blue state. I'm gonna stay in a blue state. Mm. So I'm trying to learn about, you know, what makes the government tick. What do?
Did he say dick?
Tick.
Yeah. What makes the government dick?
What the fuck? I thought that's what I heard.
And then what makes it tick?
Okay. Ah. What gets it up, right?
Dude, I wonder if, like, by the end of the course, you'll kind of figure out how to bring back the grape kit.
The grape kit or the rape kit?
Man.
You know, I was thinking about, part of my, I have to choose a concentration, right? Mm-hmm. So one of those concentrations was a concentration on love making.
Oh.
And I was like, you know what? Should I choose that one?
You gotta be kidding me.
Yeah, I'm serious.
You're serious?
And I seriously considered it, man. I was either between healthcare and policies and love making.
Wait, so yeah. you would learn about like consent and shit like
consent,
that?
Consent, how to get away with it.
No, wait, we gotta get away with what?
With nothing.
Say, we don't talk about that.
I know. We
what are you talking
this,
about?
This show is recorded.
Yes, it is.
I mean, you know, how to get...
You see that big-ass red light?
I know.
It's being recorded.
And how to get away with things that won't get you in trouble because you're not going to get caught.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I thought, yeah, you know what? That would be the best opportunity to bring back the art kit.
No, see, I think that's retired for a reason, bro. It's a whole new day. Yeah. We can't really bring that back unless it has like things that are positive, you know?
Well, you know, with the tariffs coming in, it's going to cost me a little bit more money to fucking bring it back too. So.
Right.
So, yeah, a lot of those were Chinese parts.
Yeah. Chinese parts. And
dude, I think a good positive would be that the person would get a good night's sleep, right?
That's true.
Oh, see.
Very good night.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, you know, they'll wake up by themselves. You know, they ain't got to worry about anybody being there with them.
Feeling refreshed.
Refreshed.
I love it, bro. Can you tell me which one that is? Because sometimes I have trouble sleeping.
Oh, I'll show you. Okay. Yeah.
He said we got one in the back.
No, wait, never mind.
I kept one just in case.
Never mind.
He said break glass in case of emergency.
So you're a student again.
I'm a student again.
How are you liking it? Because, man, when I was a student, bro, I don't think I was a very good student. especially not in the beginning, because it's hard to get back into that fucking role, you know?
Bro, fucking going from high school in an inner city and into college, we were not prepared for that shit.
No, we weren't.
Dude, my first 2 years were fucking bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it took me a little while to graduate with my bachelor's.
Well, I mean, okay.
I mean, it took. I think most of us a little while.
I think it was because we were having too much fun.
Yeah, we were having a good time.
One of the main things was, like, there was no bells. The schedule.
I kept waiting for the bell.
Right. And we just, if we wanted to leave class, we just left class.
Yeah.
Right.
And there was nobody outside telling you, get a class, kids. You're going to be late.
Right.
We were just fucking chill.
Right, yeah.
And then in the quarter system. No, we weren't in the quarter system. We were in the semester system, yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. In that system, if you have 4 classes, that's a full load, they say.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And when they said, oh, that's a full load.
12 units.
That's all I took is 4 classes. That takes forever to fucking graduate.
Yeah, man. You need 5 classes at least.
At least.
Yeah.
And there were people taking 6.
Summer classes, yeah.
And then summer, right? And
that's the only way you were going to get out in 4 years, man.
I thought summer school was for dumbasses, you know? Like, he failed the class. He has to go to summer school. No, if you want to really graduate, you have to go to summer school.
Yeah, but who really wanted to graduate?
Yeah, that's
well, not in 4 years.
No, what for, right?
Yeah.
What the hell?
I wasn't ready. I was a fucking kid.
Right.
I'm like, dude, I'm not ready for this shit.
The fuck? What are we going to go in the workforce at 21?
I know.
It's fucking crazy.
But you know what was the other incentive too? The fact that we were getting financial aid. I think if we were paying, for it, we'd be like, fuck, we need to get out of here as soon as possible.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that we were getting financial aid, I'm like, fuck, I need to fund my next Rosarito trip.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, like, and that's how I'm feeling now, because I have to pay for my fucking program, right?
Oh shit.
I mean, my job pays for at least 65% of tuition.
That's pretty good.
So I'll get reimbursed at least that, and then I'll get a bonus after I graduate. And then obviously I'll get a bump in pay after I graduate too. So eventually it's going to basically pay itself out.
Wait a minute. Just graduating.
Just graduating.
Just getting your master's. You're going to get a bump in pay?
Bump in pay. And then I get a bonus, a couple $1,000 bonus after I graduate.
So it's a no-brainer.
Yeah. It's a no-brainer. It's a 2-year program. It's straight through. Basically, you're taking a class. Every 8 weeks, you have a new class.
Mm-hmm.
There's no break. There's no fucking summer break. There's no winter break. You're basically in school the whole fucking time.
So you're focusing on one class.
Every 8 weeks.
That's not bad.
That isn't bad.
It's not bad.
Because when you have to work out like 3 classes at the same time, your mind is going everywhere.
And then there's all this fucking reading too. Mm. Man, the fucking reading, bro, that's the shit that fucking kills me the most.
Damn.
But you know what? The great thing about this is this program is all online, 100% online. I work from home 3 days a week.
Okay.
So, you know, I can take a little break from work and do a little bit of work and, you know, do a little bit of schoolwork, read a little bit, and then get back to work. And then, dude, we live in fucking, it's 2025. We are in the world of AI.
Mm-hmm.
Bro.
That's helping out a lot.
That shit helps a lot.
I think just inputting whatever you're supposed to be reading.
Yep.
And then spitting out maybe like a synopsis or a brief summary. I think that helps out when you need to understand what you're reading.
Exactly, and that's exactly what I do. I tell it, hey, I'm reading article 25 from this book. Blah, 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 blah. Give me the top 10 main points, and then give me a summary at the end.
Wow.
And it'll do just that?
Yeah, spit it out. Do you want me to refine this? Yeah, please. Refine the summary. Summarize a summary for me.
Wow.
And it'll summarize a summary into fucking like maybe 4 lines.
Dude,
what the fuck?
Yeah. We had cliff notes.
Cliff notes, cliff notes.
And they weren't very good.
No, not at all.
This is fucking amazing.
It's
man.
Amazing. And then you basically type up your fucking discussion question. You know, they ask you a discussion question. You have to answer that shit. You grab that shit and you go to another AI powered system. I use Quillbot. You put that shit into the system. It checks for AI detection. So it checks if I fucking use anything that's AI, and then after that it tells you oh yeah, your report is 100% AI, I'm like, oh shit. And then there's a button that tells you, that says, do you want me to humanize this?
Yes.
So it humanizes it.
Stop.
Wow. It fucking gives you, spits out a whole nother thing. You copy that shit, you put it in another fucking system, and you have it check it there. And if it comes out 100% human written,
that is fucking insane.
Wow.
Bro,
that is awesome.
Yeah.
Damn, and you don't have to look anybody in the face.
Nope.
You don't have to lie to anybody.
I ain't got to lie to nobody.
That's fucking dope, man.
But you know what? I'm still,
Adjusting
to that shit.
I was gonna ask.
The first fucking week, I was like, God damn it, I have to fucking do school. The journals I have to fucking write. God damn it.
Wait, journals? What do you mean journals?
So I have to write a daily journal, bro.
A daily journal?
Yeah. Like you put like your feelings and shit in there?
No way.
Today I cried.
So a diary, basically. Yeah. You're saying a diary. Yeah. Does it have a lock on it?
Yeah. It's like heart shaped.
This fucker's probably having AI write that shit too.
I don't feel like writing today. Write me a journal topic of why I don't feel like writing. I got you, Barlos. I got you.
Oh, man, I'd love to read this 5 years down the line. Let's see what he says.
Seriously.
Right.
That'd be awesome. Dude. Like in the Ask the Fellas show, this is Barlos' journal entry on February 5th, 2025.
Yeah. But it's a win, bro. Like I've talked to people that are doing like master's programs and shit like that. And at the end of the day, they're like, yeah, but it's not going to help me with the job I'm in.
What, the journal?
No, just in general, getting a master's degree, right?
Okay.
And they would have to look for another job where it would like help them. Like this is cool because it's like it's already kind of laid out for you that, you know, your job is helping you with a percentage.
Right.
And, you know, and eventually they'll give you a bump because you achieved it.
Yeah.
And maybe even a different position eventually that you would qualify for if.
Yeah, this is all about establishing, you know, my future fucking, just basically my future, you know, where I'm going to be 5 years from now. You know, I'm 36 right now. And, you know, I got to see where I'm going to be at 41, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, God damn, I'm going to be old, fool, at 41.
Shut up, bitch.
So, you know, I got to think about the future. And then my daughter, you know, she's getting older. She's 13 now. In 5 years, dude, she's going to be 18 and ready to go to college.
Wild. Wow, that is so wild, bro.
That's fucking wild.
Wow, so, you had her young.
I had her young, yeah.
Very young.
Well, I mean, I didn't have her, but... No, you know,
you helped.
I helped. Yeah. Apparently, my medium dick helped. But yeah, man, that's my life right now, bro.
That's good. All right. That's why you're not around so often.
Yeah, that and you know, my daughter, extracurricular activities, fucking just.
He's like, and I don't like you guys.
Yeah, I don't like you guys. You know what I? You know what I did today?
Huh?
I did something that I kind of like, I wanted to go back to my roots, and I decided to go back to kickboxing.
No way.
Yeah, so I took a kickboxing class.
What?
Yeah.
With like a bunch of women or?
No, there was women and there's dudes there too. Yeah, oh yeah.
Did they throw grenades in that kickboxing
class? No. So you know, I never told you guys this, but my older half-brother, he used to be a kickboxer. He used to be a champion kickboxer.
Champion
kickboxer here in the U.S.
Oh,
and
shit.
And one day he was like, you know what? I've beaten everyone. I don't know what else to do. And he was like, you know what? I'm going to go overseas.
So, that's a fucking movie. That's Bloodsport.
No, it's not. What are you talking about?
Wait, is it real?
No, no, that's Jerry's beat. I mean, Jerry's bit. The fuck? Well, let me keep telling you about my brother, man.
Tell us about your brother. Tell us about your brother.
Okay.
So he went overseas to fight. And you know, and the Asian guy that he was going to fight, he had a big, you know, long ponytail. Uh-huh. He was crazy, man. He didn't realize that the rules there were fucking different. So this fucking Asian guy beat the shit out of my brother. He broke his back. And then they fucking took him out of the ring and they threw him outside.
Wait, he's talking about Street Fighter?
Well, Victorious. Man. I don't think he's done, but I have an idea.
Okay.
What the fuck? Okay. This is my life.
He's talking about Shang Long from Street Fighter.
Schlong.
No, Shang Long.
Long Schlong.
Long Schlong from long. Street Fighter.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, man, this is my real life. This is my brother. And I vowed to him. I was like, you know what? I'm going to fight him, and I'm going to beat him for you.
Really?
Yeah. And lo and behold, I beat him. Yeah. But I didn't beat him that bad because there was a part two.
Yeah, that's a fucking movie. That's kickboxer.
Part two.
Fucking Van Damme.
Oh, that's what they used to call me.
This is Ramon
Steph
Fernando
from Chicano Shuffle, and you're listening to
Ask the Fellas.
All right, fellas, I got a fucking rant, man.
What?
Yeah.
We doing each other's bits today?
I guess, man. I just, like, dude, so I go, where the fuck was I? It was somewhere. I forgot. But so I go, and I'm going to use the restroom, and I look on the men's side, and it's a gender, all gender fucking restroom, right?
Yeah.
And I see that a lady walks in there, and I'm like, oh, okay. So automatically, I walk into the restroom to my left, right? Mm-hmm. I assumed it was a fucking all gender. And I go in there, and I needed to take a shit.
Oh,
and I go in there, and I start taking a shit, and I hear a lady walk in, and I'm like, oh, stupid all gender restroom.
Wait. You didn't lock the door, or you couldn't lock the door?
It was a restroom that has stalls.
Multiple stalls.
Like two stalls. Oh, yeah, like God. Two. And so I'm going to town, right? I'm taking a shit, and I hear a lady walk in, and I'm like, ah, stupid all gender restrooms, whatever. And so I pause, right? I pause, and I'm like, I'm clenching real tight because I don't want to make any noise, you know? And
wait, how does she not know? I mean, how does she know that you're not a woman, though?
No, she doesn't know because I'm behind closed doors.
So it doesn't matter if you're.
I just didn't. I don't like to shit like when people, even if it was guys and
he's
shit.
He's like, I didn't want her to think I was this dirty old woman.
He said, you big bitch.
No, I didn't want her to go back to her family. Like, there's some bitch over there taking a big ass shit.
So you know what I mean? So I clench, and I kind of cut it, right? And I'm like, oh, and then, so then she leaves, and I start up again, right? I'm like, bah, 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 like, real, and
I'm like, will you wait till she leaves?
No, I waited until she washed her hands and left. My God. I heard the fucking door, and I'm like, fuck it, push it out, boom. And a fucking another lady walks in. I go, what are the fucking chances?
And how did you know this was a woman?
Because I could see them through the crack.
Oh.
I can see them through the crack, and I'm like, well, fuck, if I can see them, they can see me, right? So I'm like hiding my dick, and I'm like, yeah, and I'm just going to town. And so I stop again, and I'm like, God damn, like, what are the fucking chances, right? And so that woman, like, leaves, and I'm like, fuck, let me hurry up and finish. And then somebody came in, but I couldn't tell if it was a man or a female, right? So then I just wrap up. I go, man, fuck this shit. And I finish, whatever. I clean myself. I come out, and it's a female. It's a female. I make no eye contact. I go straight to go wash my hands. And I kind of could see the female in the mirror, and she is looking shocked as fuck. She's like, what the fuck? And she's just looking at me, right?
Like, this is an ugly-ass woman.
Dude, and I'm like whatever, you know what I mean? I'm not acknowledging her. I'm just like, whatever. I wash my hands. I turn around, and she's like, isn't this the woman's restroom? And I'm like, is it? And then and she's like, yeah, it is. And so I went outside, and yeah, so there's the male's restroom got turned into an all-gender, and the female restroom stayed the female restroom.
Hey, that's some bullshit. That's some bullshit.
The fuck? Yeah, and I was just like, what the fuck? And now all of a sudden I'm the fucking pervert taking a shit in the fucking women's restroom.
Wow.
So our restroom gets taken away, mm-hmm. and the women can keep their restroom. That's some bullshit.
That's weird, right?
Right. And so, and I guess the other part too is like, I'm assuming if they turn the guy's restroom into an all-gender restroom, they probably get rid of the urinal, so they're forcing us to squat to fucking pee.
Yeah.
That's right. Wait, no, you can still stand up. What are you talking about? Never.
Jerky, delete that.
You're like, well, the only option is for me to sit down and pee, right? Because, you know, who pees in a toilet standing up?
You're right. Never mind, man.
Wait. How do you pee at home?
I'm not.
This rant is over.
Is it? I got this immigration card. Is it? I'm gonna plead the fifth. Is it? I don't have to speak to no one.
Wait, why are you carrying that?
Because I'm undocumented.
You are not undocumented.
I'm not. No, I read it to my clients.
Oh, okay.
I'm telling them, like, you know, if the ICE approaches you, you know, you don't have to speak to them, and then I give them the whole spiel.
Let me ask you, if you do get stopped by ICE.
I will pretend to be illegal.
Whoa!
How?
I was thinking about that shit the other day too. I would answer in Spanish, and I would tell them that I refuse to speak to them. Mm-hmm. And if they start trying to arrest me, I'd be like, I'm just fucking with you.
I'm an American.
And it's like, run.
Nah, man, just fucking just fuck around with them, man. That's all you have to do. So you're pretty much taking up their time.
Yeah, 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 exactly.
Because they're going to be focusing on you and not focusing on someone that is here illegally.
Right.
And then, like, you know, if they have to take you to TJ, bro, they take you to TJ. So who gives a fuck?
I know. Go to fucking Adelitas.
Yeah, you yeah. want to. But you want to do it.
Or what is it called? Tokyo?
Hong Kong.
Hong Kong. Yeah, there
Look,
you go.
When I got deported, man, I fucking worked for like this little nightclub and shit. And I was making money just to try to make it back.
I already did the bit.
Wait, what?
You can't do it again.
What do you mean?
We can't do two in one show.
No. What are you talking about?
Oh, it's your life?
It's his life.
It's my life.
All right, Chichko.
This is your girl, Ashley Lana, and you're listening to the Ask the Fellas show at Waste of Time Radio, where even us ladies can be lady fellas.
If you walked into a room, there's women around your age in there, all heterosexual, how many women do you think would be attracted to you?
How many women are there?
There are 1,000 women.
1,000?
1,000 women in there.
God damn.
And we're talking about tens all the way down to twos or?
Everyone. Like just the population. So, yes, a mix of everyone in there. How many women do you think are going to be attracted to you guys?
I think I have a
no, high... No, wait. Bartos, can you answer for McTorius?
Oh.
Thanks, Cherokee.
Take
into account that I would get a haircut.
He's already.
Let me.
Okay, go ahead.
Get
it right.
I'd get a haircut. I'd probably throw on a faja. You know what I mean?
A little makeup.
No makeup. You know, get some shoes. Some nice shoes. Get an outfit. You know what I mean? I would dress up for the occasion.
Right.
So you wouldn't be dressed like an illegal.
Right.
Okay.
He said, otherwise, Border Patrol is going to be all over me, bro.
I know. I was going to ask, are any of these women illegal?
Oh, well, there might be.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Hey.
All right. So now we're talking.
So you'll be okay with this, you know, with this outfit.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
This outfit. He said, tiene trabajo.
1,000 women. Okay. 1,000 women.
How many would be attracted to McTorius?
Just by the looks alone.
That's it. Fuck. All he's doing is walking right in the middle of them. Like,
can I wear pants?
Of course you are wearing pants.
No, you gotta dress like fucking Kanye West's fucking.
Dude, oh, that bitch was wearing nothing.
What the fuck is wrong with that woman?
But I feel she was being forced, like she's being coerced to do that shit.
You think so?
Every single time you see her face, something is wrong with her. Like her eyes are dead.
You think
something.
She's high? Like just fucking high as fuck?
She could be, or she could be one of those fucking trafficked people or something.
Yeah.
Well, but she's like a famous model.
Is she really?
From like Italy, I think.
Right. Well, models are always.
Not that I looked her up.
Right. I looked her up, man. And then everybody had like blurred shit. And then you have to type in.
Unblurred.
Uncensored.
But no, McTorius, you have pants on.
Okay, I have pants on.
All right.
So what do you think, Barlos?
Out of 1,000 women? I would say probably a good 30%. You know?
Okay.
Yeah, 300
that's,
women.
That's
yeah.
fair.
Yeah.
Wow.
Three.
You're giving them some good fucking numbers
yeah,
here.
Yeah, 300 is solid, bro.
Yeah, women. You know, we're not ugly men, you know?
We're not.
No, you know? No, we're not. You know, not in this show.
You know, he's tall. Mm-hmm. He has that going for him, yeah. You know? And then if he dresses up, you know, that adds to the fucking, to the ensemble, you know?
Well, yeah. I would say he needs to grow out his mustache, maybe have like a black fucking muscle shirt. Or a wife beater, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
And some jeans and some boots.
Yep.
And then he gets on his Harley.
What the fuck?
Come on. How many women are going to be attracted to that?
I think
bro?
We just dropped to 50%.
I know.
Wait, what are you talking about?
I don't think a lot of women like that Harley motorcycle
kidding?
Shit, right?
Really?
Or do they?
I don't know.
Do
they? I think they do, man.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, he could probably steal his brother's girlfriend. That's all I'm saying.
If he had one.
If I had a brother. Yeah. Yeah, man, but I can live with 30%. Man.
30%
that's 300 girls.
That's a lot of women. That's very, very generous.
That's a nice pool, bro.
That is, man. So how about you? If you walked into a room full.
You want me to say it or Victoria say it?
Hmm.
Hmm.
You know what? I'll say it.
Okay, you say it.
Say it, man. I think, you know what? There's a lot of fucking, which is fucking annoying. Mm. Like a lot of chicks that are stuck on fucking height right now. Mm-hmm. You know, they're like, oh, fucking 6 feet. Fuck you, bitch. Mm. You know what I mean? But I think I'm gonna give Barlow's 40%.
Damn, yeah.
40%.
Yeah, whoop. You know what? But Barlow's would have to be wearing shorts, bro. He has nice legs.
He has nice calves. Look at
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
I have amazing legs.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And then his tattoos would be a conversation starter. Wow. I think there's some females that would be into tattoos and wow. stuff like that. I'd give him about 40%, bro. That's wow. I'd give him 400 girls.
Thank wow. you. Thank you, Victorious.
Yeah, of course.
And that's before I even start talking to them.
That's right.
Damn. Right, and then at that point, it drops to 10.
They're like, fuck. I know, that's when I fuck it up.
I was going to say like 30 for me.
30 for yourself.
30%?
No.
30 women?
Girls. Oh, for Barlow.
No, for me.
Oh, for yourself.
30 women?
30 women.
Nah.
Oh, nah. Out of a thousand?
Look, because
Jericho, you're like fucking, what was the fucking Mockingbird guy? Though?
Gregory Peck.
Yeah.
Gregory
Peck.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, girls dig Gregory Peck.
No, but girls are different, man. That's what, I know that girls aren't really into any kind of looks. They want to see presence, right? They want to see like somebody that could be the father of their children. And guys could look at a girl and like, yeah, fuck that. Yeah, I'd fuck that. Like you would
yeah,
automatically.
Yeah, it's easy. Yeah,
but women right. don't do that. Women, like, if you're in a room, they're like, so what? You yeah. have to like sweep them off their feet
yeah.
in order for you to try to like get some attraction. So I don't think I can do that just walking into a room like that. But McTorris had a good idea.
Uh-huh.
He says, what if I walked in without pants?
He's like, hey.
Wait a minute.
Maybe your number will go up to like 50.
Right. No, but I think 30 women. 30
nah,
women.
30 women 30 out of a thousand.
No, if you dress up in your fucking, in your suit and you fucking, you know, comb your hair real good.
Oh, man.
Yeah, man. Nah,
you'll be all right, bro.
Yeah.
I
think
yeah.
so,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, 30 women. That's like a, that's like nothing.
Yeah.
Out of a thousand.
That's, I think that's realistic.
That's something Shomar would pull.
It's like you're giving me little brother vibes.
Nah. You're not 6 feet, but you're close to that shit.
Yeah, I'm close.
You have a presence, bro.
I don't know, nah. man. That's nah, women are different.
I would say for sure, probably at least 50-60%.
Yeah. Okay. See, like, yeah,
57. Yeah.
So when yeah. the reason I bring this up is because they ask women how many guys they would attract uh-huh. if they walked into a room, and they did say like 40% of the men in there that they would attract.
Okay.
And I was like, that's realistic. But like, I don't know if it works for us that way.
But like, if females are semi attractive, Jericho, I think if we're just talking interest alone, mm-hmm. I think at least 85% of the dudes are going to eyeball them, bro.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. At eyeball. Least. But attraction, like would I go up to talk to them and stuff like that? That's it falls a little bit. It falls to about 40%.
I think as you get older too, as a guy, you fucking, mm-hmm. You stop looking at just the attraction. You start looking at the entire picture,
mm.
and then you're hoping, you know, if I go up to that girl, you know, I'm hoping that the conversation is going to be cool. You mm-hmm. know, there's going to be a good conversation. She'll be able to keep up with the whatever topics we're talking about, and that's what we kind of look for.
Yeah, but you know what? There is hope though, because I think guys,
there's hope.
There's hope, bro.
There's no hope with dope.
Guys keep maturing and yes. guys keep getting more attractive to women
when we get older
the
yeah,
older
yeah.
that you get yeah. you know, as long as you keep up, like, you know, with your style, your looks, your mm-hmm. your fitness,
right.
you'd be all right.
Yeah,
well, that's the losing battle that females are fighting though,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? Like they get less attractive,
they go the opposite direction. Yeah, you know, how many girls that, you know, we wanted in high school or had in high school,
wow,
and you're like, oh man, I wonder what happened to fucking to Stephanie or to Camilla, and then you see them and you're like, what the fuck happened to you?
I fucking dodged a bullet, bro.
I know. Yeah, seriously. even some girls in fucking college, bro.
Right.
I mean,
oh,
we've
yeah.
seen some.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Shit, fucking blow up.
Yeah. But you know what? But it's kind of like, I don't know if you guys have seen that show. I think it's just internet based, but where they pop the red balloon.
Oh yeah.
Like that. Man, that's a fucking shot on your ego, bro.
I know.
I've seen dudes that come out and like all the girls pop their yeah. balloons and it's
right.
like, they didn't even give them fucking chance.
Yeah, I wouldn't go on that shit.
I wouldn't go on that shit.
Fuck that shit.
That shit is terrible, bro.
Fuck that shit.
I think Chicano-ish was talking about a show that popped up a long time ago. I think it was on MTV, and it was Next. You guys remember that?
Oh, Next, yeah.
So they get, they're on the bus, and they're all like talking amongst themselves, and there's a girl outside, and you want to go on a date with her. So you get off the bus, and the girl has like she has the opportunity to talk to you to see if she'd go out on a date with you. And if she doesn't like you, she'll just say next.
Oh, okay.
The problem is some guys would just walk off the bus, like probably not even a foot off to the ground, and she'll just say next. And I was like, oh, come on.
That is fucked
up. Give me a chance, man.
Let me just say something.
Talk to me a little bit.
That's terrible, bro.
Man.
Because, man, I don't know what the name of that comic is, the one that started doing the whole thing with Alfred Robles where they would pull people on stage and shit.
Mm-hmm.
I forget his name. But recently he posted a reel that I guess this girl was with this guy and the guy is paying for the girl, right? They're supposedly friends.
Mm-hmm.
And cute girl, man. And so then they're like, she's talking to them and she's like, oh, well, how long have you guys been dating or whatever? And the guy's like, no, we're just friends. And the comic's like, did you pay for the tickets? And he's like, yeah, I paid for everything. And so he's like, he pulls the guy on stage, right? And he asks the guy, he's like, oh, are you interested in her? And he's like, man, she's like, she's perfect, right? She's perfect. And so then he asks the girl, you know, what do you think about him? He's a good looking guy. Yeah, he's a good looking guy. Well, why aren't you with him? And she's like, he's not 6 feet tall.
Oh, come on.
Get the fuck
no
out of here,
way.
Bro.
She said that shit?
That bitch had the fucking balls
what
to say that shit.
What the fuck?
And at that point, he was like, man, fuck you, bitch. Like, the comic was man, we're going to find somebody else for him.
Yeah.
But,
I don't know, man. Like, all that fucking friend zone shit where I don't know if the guy thought he had a chance with her or what, but he was, like, fucking putting her on a pedestal and
those
shit.
Those are the ones that end up with a guy that's, like, 5'4", he's dark, with a fucking beer belly.
Yeah.
I have a friend that did that.
No way.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah. First name starts with S, ends with Uzma.
This is the Ask the Fellas Show, on demand and around the world.
All right, fellas. We got a... Wait, Bartle's in here.
He went to go take a shit.
Oh, okay. Fucking bastard. All right, so we got a listener question, man.
What? We got listeners?
Hell yeah. All right, so this is from one of the lady fellas, man. So she's saying, all right, I know people like to know ages, right? So mm-hmm. she is 31 and her husband is 33.
Okay.
Right, so, and they've been married for 5 years. So I guess they had a conversation, and the husband let her know that he doesn't think he can stay loyal to her. Okay. And so her question to the fellas is like, do you guys think I should divorce him?
And they've been married 5 years.
5 fucking years. And she says, I don't, well, that he told her, you know what? I don't think I can be loyal to you.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, but.
That means he could walk into a room of 1,000 women.
Right.
And probably 600 of them would want to fucking get with him.
Fuck, I don't know. I didn't ask her for a picture.
Okay.
Yeah, he could be some ugly motherfucker. Like, but yeah, but that's kind of, you know what? I'm terrible at asking follow-up questions. So I think my follow-up question should have been like, has he been cheating on you this whole time?
Well, I think as a man, if you give off that information, that I probably can't be loyal to you, you're probably just warning her that you want to cheat.
Right.
Because you're giving it away that, that you know, like, she'll start looking into your past and try to find something.
Right.
I don't think somebody's that stupid, is it? Are they?
That they kind of give them a heads up?
Heads up that I probably cheated on you already?
Right.
Because, I mean, when you cheat, you leave a fucking, a way out. What do you call that?
A prince.
Yeah. Like phone calls, there's text, there's emails, whatever it is, you leave something.
Yeah.
And you're going to find something.
Right. So I think at this point, you know what I mean, it's kind of respectable in a sense that he's kind of giving her a heads up and being like, you know what, I'm really struggling with this. Like, I don't know if I can continue. Let's just say continue, right?
But
being loyal.
But see, not respectable in the sense that he's already married.
Right.
So he probably shouldn't be married if that's what he wants to do. You know, he should probably start divorce proceeding.
Right. And well, and the thing is, like, what is triggering these fucking feelings, you know?
Mm.
Like, where's this shit coming from? Because what if she is a good wife?
Right.
You know, what if she is a good wife and all of a sudden, like, maybe he's just like, and it's just in his fucking blood where he's just a fucking cheater. You know what I mean? And
well, let's talk about the things that probably trigger something like that. All right. So, like, if you're at a job and maybe half of the people there are women, and that the atmosphere in the office is very playful, very flirty, everybody's like probably good looking. Because I don't know if you've ever been into a real estate office.
Oh, yeah. No, they're good looking.
Not only are they good looking, but they dress up to the nines. Right, like, they dress very, very provocatively. Makeup is like to the fucking 10. Their hair is done. Everything is done. They drive nice cars. They smell good.
Right.
It's fucking amazing. Now, if you've ever walked.
They're like strippers with in blazers, right?
Right.
Like, in a sense, right?
Exactly. And if you've ever walked into a finance office, a real estate finance office, like. Kick it up another fucking five notches, bro. Fuck. They are that much, they're that much more good looking, bro.
Yeah.
So if you could imagine working like that every day, I'm pretty sure you'd be like, I got the urges.
Temptation, bro.
Temptation's going to kill you, man.
Right. But see, but that's the thing. Like, I don't know. At this point, I don't know if I commend the fact that he was up front with her.
Absolutely not.
You know, or if he should just be like, fuck, like. You know what? Like, we just need to break this shit off.
You know what I think he's trying to do? He's trying to open the door for an open relationship.
Really?
I think that's probably something that he's trying to float out there. Because I just read an article. There was this woman. I don't know how old she was, but she met this man that, to her, was completely different. She never met a man quite like him. He had dreadlocks. He was a free spirit. He was a good... like he was passionate about something. He traveled to go see his team play, his football team play.
Right.
He would travel around the world. He was very, very like attractive to her because he was so much different than any man she'd had ever met. And he was really good at, you know, like his finances and his career. He had everything lined up. But when they started getting serious, he let her know that, hey, I'm not a monogamous man,
right?
Like, that's just not me. If we're gonna date, I'm gonna, you know, keep seeing other women,
right?
But she also said that when she was with him, he made her feel like she was the only one,
right? She was well taken care of,
right?
All that shit. Yeah, and I've heard that, man. I've heard that, like people who make, like, dudes that make a lot of money and are like the sole providers or whatever. You know, and they take care of these women, but they're upfront with them, and yeah, just like that, where they're just like, you know, yeah, like, you're like my main person, and I'm gonna take care of you, but I also have these things where I want to go and have fun, you know,
right?
Yeah, so I don't know, like, some females will bite into that, but I think that only works for so long, man. I think eventually, like, females become like, fuck, like, why am I not enough?
Well, let's just say this, okay? What if they do open the door to an open relationship? Or maybe a polyamorous relationship?
Okay.
That has to be probably a win-win for everybody.
Right.
If the guy really... You just has a lot of love in him, a lot of passion. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he just wants to share it with the world, or at least two more women, and live in the same house. Everybody has their own room,
right?
How different would it be for your life? You know, like, it's every day is gonna be something different, a new experience. Not only that, you have a girlfriend in the other room that you can talk to about anything, and it just becomes like your life with. Like, kind of like, almost like a little community of sex and debauchery.
Right.
Would you, can I interest you in something like that?
I don't know if I would want to live with three women, Jericho.
Why not?
Damn. Like, it sounds like it would be a good time for maybe a 2-3 months, maybe. But eventually, I think women are women, bro. Like, it's going to come down to, you know what, why are you paying more attention to this one than to me. You know what I mean? And I think it's going to be problematic. And at that point, I'm outnumbered. I'm outnumbered, so I think it would become a problem. They're going to fuck me up.
But ultimately, it's about jealousy, right?
Yeah.
And women tend to be territorial, and they have some kind of like animosity against each other, right? if they're not the main one. Somebody right. has to be the main one.
Right.
And if they're not, they want to kind of climb that ladder and be the main one.
See, and then that's the same reason why, like, threesomes kind of, like, when it's the guy and two females, mm-hmm. like, that kind of throws me off, too, sometimes, because it's like, I would assume that the main female wants more of the attention, because, like, let's say, and as a guy, you want to pay attention to the new person.
Right.
Because that's what's new to you.
Right.
So, are they going to be in their feelings because you're paying more attention to that new person? Like.
So, like, if you bring a new girl into the relationship or into the bedroom.
Right.
So, you're going to have to be really careful that you don't pay too much attention to the new girl. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, like, that's the thing. And where's the fucking fun in that? Right? Like, I don't know. Like, it's like if you get a new toy, right, like a new electronic, and it's like, yeah, but no, play with this one.
Come on.
You know, it's weird, bro. Like I that's why like shit like that baffles me. Like it baffles me unless there are fucking females that do possess that where they can totally be like, oh no, everything is cool.
Yeah, I don't know if that ever lasts, like you said.
Right.
It might be cool for a little while, but it wears off pretty fast. So you know what? Going back to this guy that wants to cheat. Is it cheating if she knows about it?
Yes. I think yes, but.
Because they're married. Is that right? That's probably yeah. why, right?
But the thing is, like, well, at that point, she needs to decide whether it's going to be an open relationship or not, you know?
Yeah, and I don't think that's what her question is. I think she wants to know if she needs to bail now.
Right, before he starts fucking around.
Because, okay, if he cheats. Let's just say, like, on the first fucking try, he can bring a lot of problems home.
Right.
Like, who's he cheating with?
Yeah.
Did they use a condom? Did she get pregnant? Did, you know, is she in a relationship with someone else? So, if she is, will that guy come to her house and come pretty much shoot up her husband?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And did you even ask, do they have children?
No children.
Oh, no children.
They
sorry.
Don't have any children.
Okay.
Yeah, because females, man, I feel that they always want to just fix a guy, right? Like, mm-hmm. they see, like, in this situation, they're like, okay, well, this dude, like, is saying that he doesn't know if he can be loyal to me. But you know what? I'm going to work on it so that he can be loyal to me.
Why is it always the guy that's, like, an artist? Or like a fucking guitar player or something.
Yeah.
Good looking dude.
Fucking freelance motherfucker.
Right. That basically, you know, has a lot of women and that, he has no job, but yet the woman says, I can fix him.
Right. Well, that's why they take on these unemployed motherfuckers. You know what I mean? Like, come on now.
And then they wonder why they can't fix them.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, like we're going to grow this empire together. Like, no, you're not. So to me, like, she really needs to do a self-check, right? Like, where are you and what do you want, right? Like, if she wants to put up with it, then fuck it, stay with him. But if this dude is questioning his ability to stay loyal to her and she values loyalty... If she values loyalty, she needs to be like, you know what, I can't do that.
Yeah, I don't care how good this guy is to her. That's the number one thing. If he needs to, you know, get some kind of like a relationship outside of the relationship, I think she needs to bounce. She's only 30, right? Or how old is she?
31.
31. Yeah, she has some time to get her affairs in order and to, you know, go out there and look for someone else. Someone that really values her for who she is. And maybe he didn't have a chance to go out and sow his wild oats.
That's what happens, bro. That's what happens. So we'll see. Because to this girl, like, he was only married to her for 5 years. Wow. But maybe he's been, like, in relationships, like, since he was 12.
Maybe. Maybe, but maybe that's his like sweet high school sweetheart, and they got married when they were 25 instead or whatever.
Right.
And he's only been in one relationship.
Yeah.
Or so, maybe even one or two girls. Listen, when you're a kid, that's probably the best time to explore and to see what's out there, and what you like and what you don't like. But once you decide to get married, you should be done.
Right.
You should be ready to just focus on one relationship, one person, and that person. I don't care if you haven't had that experience. That person is going to be the one that you're going to experiment with and have fun with, and really explore that, you know, your sexual fucking adventures with.
Right.
But you can't go back. You can't go backwards and start looking elsewhere, because it's not going to work, man.
Yeah. Yeah. So for me, man, my opinion is like, you don't want to waste your time. If he's not invested in you, man, fuck it. Like, and especially since you guys don't have kids, like, set him free. If he's telling you he can't be loyal to you, what the fuck is that?
Right. Fuck it.
You agree?
I agree.
You agree. Yeah, lady fella, get rid of this motherfucker.
Yeah, it's just dead weight now.
Hey, this is Oso
and Chavo,
and you're listening to Ask the Fella, where everybody can be a fella.
Hey, Mick.
What's up, man?
Let me tell you about this little story. So I went up to Sacramento a few weeks ago. I think January, like in the beginning of January.
Right when the fire started.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So I want to go eat in this little restaurant. Like, there were half the people there. Let me just tell you this. So I'm a little Mexican kid.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I'm not a kid. I'm fucking 45. But they put me on the other side of the restaurant, the other wing, basically.
What?
All by myself. And I kind of found that a little racist for Sacramento. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because on the other side, they were a little bit younger. There's some races in there, but not, you know, like mostly white people over there.
Yeah.
And I was all over here all by myself. And not exactly by the restroom, but kind of almost by the restroom. So whatever. I didn't give a fuck because I don't really want to hear all their conversations. And I was hanging out. I ate my food. I was done. I grabbed my jacket. I was about to put it back on. And then I raised my hand. And I'm not talking about...
They said, he has a gun.
No, they didn't say that. But like, I accidentally hit the TV that was right shit. Above my head.
Yeah.
And that shit just came crashing down.
Stop.
And I'm not, that thing was like light as a feather. Like, I didn't even put any pressure when I was extending my hand to put my coat.
Yeah.
You know, the arm and what do you call it? The hand in the coat
in
or whatever.
The jacket. Yeah.
In the jacket. Yeah. And I looked at it, and the shit kept falling, and it was like a fucking comedy
movie. Did it fall like in slow motion?
It did. It kept fucking tumbling. And it was like tumbling and tumbling, and I hit it with my hand, tried to catch it, and it kept fucking it up. Like, it became a rainbow. That fucking TV, like,
shit.
You know, like, that TV was fucked up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it was still plugged in, so I was like, oh, shit. And I grabbed it, and I kind of gently put it off to the side. And then I looked at everybody. Good thing I was by myself. There was nobody around me. And I looked at everybody and I said, and they look, are you okay? And I'm like, oh shit, I'm good. They didn't see what happened. And I'm like, yeah, this thing just fell on me.
Oh shit.
And I was like, what do I do? Do I tell them that I knocked it over? And then I grabbed my jacket. I was like, I'm all right though. I'm all right. No worries. All right. Everything okay? All right. I gotta go. And I just walked away. But should I have told them that I knocked it over?
How big was the TV?
It was like a 55-inch or something.
Holy shit.
But it was, dude, it was, when I say light as a feather, I didn't even feel it when I touched it.
Yeah, yeah.
And when it kind of hit my back, I couldn't feel it. It was so
light.
Oh,
it actually hit your back.
A little bit. Like, it kind of grazed me a little bit, but it was just so light. There was no way that that thing could hurt me, you know?
Man, I don't know. I don't know. Like the thing is, I think if you would have gotten hurt, it would have been on them regardless.
Right. Because that thing wasn't secured.
Right.
It wasn't secure. Like, I really didn't knock it over. I touched it.
Yeah.
Like, just a light tap. because I couldn't feel it. I might have nudged it out of there because it was so light, but. Right. I mean, that thing was insecure. How am I supposed to know? You know, yeah. Like, it honestly, I'm tall enough where if my head hit it because it was against the wall, I would have knocked it over anyway.
Right. Yeah, I think you're safe, bro. I don't see why you would make a big thing of like, oh, I was putting on my jacket and then I hit it. And no, like it wasn't secured.
It wasn't.
No, it's like if you slip in a fucking grocery store, like,
right.
That's their fucking fault.
That is their fault. So now I'm going to start looking on YouTube to see in Sacramento to see if,
oh, if like, they posted you.
If they posted it, right?
They say, you're going viral, Jerky.
Man, and I had just visited the Capitol. I had just visited a friend that was elected to office. And I was like, I felt good showing up to eat, right?
Right.
And then now, after that, I felt like a criminal. I was like, oh, shit, I broke somebody's
nah,
dude. That thing's at like $500 at least.
It's a fucking restaurant, man.
I know.
It's a fucking restaurant. You didn't do it without, like for me, like, this is how I measure guilt, right? Like, if you did something with malice,
mm-hmm.
okay, then feel guilty about it. But you know what? There was no malice behind it, bro. Like, and it's a fucking business.
I know. It's true.
It's a business. Like, if anything, they should feel grateful that you didn't try to sue them.
God, I'm glad, man. Because I only gave them, like, $18 of my money. That's all they got from me. And they spent $500 on that TV.
Yeah. No, I think you're the real winner here, Jerry.
Hey, this is Pops.
I'm Beans.
And I'm Buzz. We're from the Chicanoish Podcast.
And you guys are listening to Ask the Fellas.
Oh, man, fellas. Hey, man, it's time to go.
Wait, no, we just got here.
I gotta go, man.
What?
I gotta go. I told you guys I was only able to give you guys 40 minutes today.
Wow, that's kind of generous.
That is, bro. Wow, if we were women, we'd be very happy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'd probably give you an extra 5 minutes. Nah, I gotta go pick up my daughter. Today was my only day I could record, that's why I was like, you know what? I'm gonna give you guys 40 minutes. Let's just squeeze in as much as we can.
Hey, 40 great minutes, man.
Yeah. I appreciate coming to the show. I don't hate you guys.
You sure?
But I'm a little tired, guys.
Okay.
So I'll try to make it again next week. But it all depends on the schedule.
Yeah, for sure, man.
All right. With that said. Zip it up, zip it down, motherfuckers. I see you guys soon.
All right, man. Great fucking show, man. I'm grateful that Barlow's, made the effort to come today, man. And I know he's got a lot of shit going on. And even though we had a little misunderstanding with his text and stuff, I thought he was going to show up for like the last 30 minutes.
Right, me too.
And I was like, oh, okay, he showed up early.
Fucking Barlow. Yeah.
But no, it was a fun show, man. I'm glad he showed up. I look forward to it, man. And hopefully he can join us next week. And yeah, with that said, thanks for listening and love you guys. What a very good soup. Ba 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 dee, ba 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 doo.
And this week we have a recommendation from another listener. We're gonna start doing a little bit of both, right?
Yeah.
So listeners always give me suggestions for shows to watch, and this week they wanted me to watch a movie called Long Legs.
And Long Legs?
Yeah, it's a Nicolas Cage movie. And some other actors that I really didn't know. But I watched 10 minutes of it. Man, that shit is disturbing as fuck, bro.
What?
That is a Barlow's movie. There's no way I can finish this movie. But I did watch the first 10 minutes. Watch the last 10 minutes to see what happened. It fucked me up, bro.
Oh, shit.
Like, I closed my eyes to go to sleep, and I could see the fucking Long Legs.
Stop.
Right there. It was horrible. Fucking terrible, man. Holy I would shit. Not recommend it, but listener wanted us to watch it and to recommend it to others. So
you wouldn't want to recommend it because it's a terrible movie or because it's kind of freaky?
It's fucking freaky as fuck. No, it's a good, it's a well made movie.
Okay,
it's just man, it fucks you up, bro.
Shit.
It'll have you thinking about it all night long, and then I don't think the listeners, our listeners anyway, would want to watch something like that. So please, if you're in the mood for something fucked up, watch that one. But not if not, watch something about another killer. What killer are you asking? Fucking O.J. Simpson, American Manhunt. O.J. Simpson it's four episodes. It talks about the O.J. Simpson case, and it reveals a little bit more than we've ever heard. Nice. It's a little awesome. If I may, I think he did it, bro. I think O.J. did it.
No, of course he did
he
it.
He fucking did it, right? He but he went it. Down. I really thought when he died that in his deathbed that he was going to reveal that he did it.
Wait, O.J.'s dead?
O.J.'s dead. O.J. died.
Fuck, I must have forgotten. Fucking O.J.
O.J. fucking passed away, I think, in the last couple years, I think.
Yeah.
But when he died, he didn't say anything.
That would have been how fucking dope would that have been?
That would have been fucking awesome.
I did it.
I did it, motherfucker.
I did it, and then fucking dead.
Man, but unfortunately, we're never going to know. But I really think he did it.
Of course he did it.
And it's just that his defense team was just too fucking good. And they were able to discredit everything. But in that documentary, American Manhunt, O.J. Simpson, they show how they were able to pick apart the defense. And there are some weird shit that happened in the trial that I didn't even remember. You should guys take a look at it if you're at least 40 years old, because this was something that was really big here in Los Angeles and actually across the nation. So you know, just watch that. So with that, make sure to rate us on iTunes 5 stars or it didn't happen. Protect your behind.
To me, there are 3 things we all should do every day. We do this every day of our life. You're going to have, what a wonderful, number one is laugh. You should laugh every day. Number two is think. You should spend some time in thought. And number three is you should have your emotions move to tears. Could be happiness or joy. But think about it. If you laugh, you think, and you cry, that's a full day. That's a heck of a day.
Ellos existen para el desmadre. Ellos son 4 compas de misterio. Y en la plática los 4 unieron sus voces para darle vida a un pinche podcast que está chingón. A un pinche podcast hasta felas. Tenemos a Shomer y luego a Barlos. Victoria es el chiludo y Jericho. Lugar secreto, unen sus voces para darle vida a un pinche podcast que está chingón. A un pinche podcast, hasta feliz. We'll be right back. poco disculpas. No tienen pedo.